from APM in New York. I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The idea of controlling objects, even other humans, with only your brain is a holy grail of tech innovation. And what researchers did at the University of Washington this month sounds pretty amazing. Using non-invasive technology to record and stimulate brain function, a researcher at one end of campus controlled the physical actions of someone at the other end of campus. Researcher Rajesh Rao was the mind controller in this experiment.
So we had a computer game where I was the subject who was sending the information. And so my goal was to shoot at some targets in the computer game. But I had no keyboard to, hit a key. So I had to imagine moving my right hand, and the computer would extract that information of whether I'm imagining moving my right hand or not, and then send that information over to my partner. Andrea's brain would then get stimulated, and that would in turn cause his finger to hit the keyboard, and that would hit the target.
And he doesn't actually see the game, right? You're seeing the game, and then he's playing for you on another computer.
That's correct. He is, in some sense, lending me a hand or lending me his finger to hit the keyboard.
Now, you're sending this information and not receiving it in this situation that we're describing. Can you give me any sense of, like, what this feels like for your partner here?
So when we asked him, he basically says that it's almost like a twitch. So just like when you blink, you don't really consciously feel it until it's actually done and over with.
This all sounds very futuristic. Can you tell me what this sort of thing could lead to in the near future and far future?
In the near future, I think the technology is quite primitive, so I would like to dispel any thoughts about mind control or mind reading.
Okay.
We are at a very primitive stage, and so right now I think the technology is being used for developing prosthetic devices. Perhaps in the future you could record from a camera and deliver stimulation to the brain for blind people to see, but there's still a lot of technological challenges to be met in terms of developing means of delivering information to the brain in a very fine resolution.
Rajesh Rao is an associate professor in the Department of Computer Science and Engineering at the University of Washington. Rajesh, thank you.
Thank you very much.